relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I have introduced House Res 57. These are articles of impeachment on President Biden for abuse of power in regards to his willingness to use his position of power to aid his son, Hunter Biden, in their business dealings. I've also introduced another article of impeachment on President Biden, which is H. Res 597. This has to do with the national security crisis that President Biden has created with regards to the extreme threat at the southern border. I've introduced House Res 598, articles of impeachment on President Biden in regards to the failure in Afghanistan. And I've introduced House Res 596, articles of impeachment on President Biden for the COVID eviction moratorium.
That voice is now recognizable across the nation. Why? Because it belongs to somebody who's not afraid and who is fighting not just for the constituents of Georgia's 14th congressional district, but for all those who love America. And she's in studio with us right now, one-on-one for the whole hour, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So you've been calling, you've been dropping these calls for the impeachment of the man who sadly bears the title of president since January. Now it's a slam dunk, is it not? Whether it's the border, whether it's inflation, whether it's China meeting with Xi Jinping on Tuesday, who knows what deals were cut behind closed doors with, you know, Hunter profiting at the end of it. You're not giving up. You're going to keep fighting. And hopefully sooner or later, something's going to happen.
It should be happening. But that's how we know that our system is broken. That's how we know that everyone is failing the American people. This man is guilty of more crimes than you could add up every single president that has actually been impeached. Joe Biden is truly guilty. He should be impeached. He should not be a sitting United States president. But there he is because the Democrat Party is not an American party. They're the party of communism.
So I don't know if we're having a Vulcan mind meld or whether you're just monitoring me. But yes, I was coming into the studio. You tweeted this out and I turned up on my Twitter feed. When I ran for Congress, I thought the Democrats were socialists. I was wrong. They are communists. No question now, right?
No question whatsoever. When I ran for Congress, my campaign slogan was Save America, Stop Socialism, because I truly felt like Democrats were socialists and they just wanted social programs. But ever since I've been here, Sebastian, after January 6th, after we saw Washington, D.C. and the Capitol turned into a military compound and what really was a threat to the American people with don't mess with us, we're in charge now. Yeah. When January 20th, when President Biden became our president, and then everything that we have seen follow up and how they have used the FBI, the Department of Justice, and all of their power to hunt Americans who were at the Capitol that day. And then holding January 6th defendants in jail for months on end with no set court dates and no end in sight. And the true inhumane treatment that I saw myself in the D.C. jail, there is without a shadow of a doubt, this regime, the Democrat Party, is now the Communist Party in America, and it's time to start saying it. It's too kind of a word to call them socialists.
Yeah. We'll talk about the amazing work what Louis Gohmert have done almost alone to fight for, to give a voice to those who are being held in solitary confinement in that D.C. prison. But to this point, so if people think, hey, this is an exaggeration, this is hyperbole, I'll share with you what I heard Newt Gingrich say. As I mentioned on the show yesterday, I went to hear perhaps the smartest political mind in America alive today, give a presentation to some gathered conservatives, Christians, businessmen. And Newt, this is at the Museum of the Bible, Newt said, "Don't you understand about the gas prices? The point is that you can't afford the gas. That's the whole point. It's not inflation. The plan is you can't afford the gas because driving cars is bad, because AOC's Green New Deal is socialism wrapped in a thin veneer of green cultic-like cover. But the whole point is to undermine the system. This isn't an alternative. It is a power grab."
Of course it is, because they think the American people are stupid. They don't believe the people will remember something 2 weeks ago, let alone a year ago. And so they want gas prices to go up, because we talked about this months ago.
Yeah.
The Green New Deal is meant to change America's energy. It's meant to change the way America functions. But the problem is, it's going to put us on our knees and make us completely dependent on communist China, who wants to dominate the entire world. And I would argue they've already surpassed us. And so, of course, Joe Biden doesn't care about how much you're paying at the gas pump. He wants you to give up your gas-powered and diesel-powered car or truck. They want you driving an electric vehicle. They want you dependent on communist China for your battery that operates your car or truck. And they want you to like it, because Joe Biden is in bed with the communist Chinese. They have been for years. Hunter Biden is still doing business over there, and our corrupt media will not talk about it.
Yeah,
so, of course, he doesn't care.
It is remarkable, to this very day, we are, you know, approaching December. We've had this man in office for nigh on a year, and the legacy lying mainstream media can't even confirm, can't even find out, if his son has left the board of those Chinese companies, that deal that gave him $1.3 billion from the Communist Bank, National Bank of Communist China, a deal that nobody, not J.P. Morgan, not Bank of America, could get. But Hunter Biden got it, and nobody can tell us whether he's on the board of those companies anymore. What is the national security threat? It is pretty dang obvious. So we're going to talk about what's happening in those prisons, the visits that you were in, the brave things that you did to meet with those people. But first, got to get your reaction. We're just 2 weeks in. Virginia, good sign? Is this going to be the model? Youngkin bothered me. He came on the show. He embraced CRT as something that has to be banned. But at the end of the day, those who gave up, those who said they're going to steal it again and again and again, well, guess what? The good guys won Virginia, correct?
The good guys won Virginia, but they lost in New Jersey.
Yeah, but it was close.
It was close. It was close. It was a great sign. That was a great sign that happened. It was a sign of the red wave that we should see grow and grow and grow. But people have to realize this is a fight all the way through the elections of 22. And I've been telling everyone and everywhere that, yes, we are still upset about the election fraud from 2020. We will never get over it. We want to fix it. We want to find out what happened, and we want to hold people accountable. But if we don't build up our forces right now, and by forces, I mean people working in elections offices, people volunteering, people door knocking, people watching every single step of the way, people registering new Republican voters, if we are not willing to build up our ground forces to take back our country and truly save America from this communist takeover, then you know what? It's not a given. 22 is not a given. We have to work for it, and then we have to remember, hey, that was just the first one. Then we have to dig in and do the same thing in 2024 and then again in 2026, and it has to keep on going, because the Democrats aren't just going to go, "Oh, we're done now. We quit being communist." No, I don't think so.
Communists don't do that.
Communists don't do that. What they do is they kill their political enemies.
And it doesn't matter where. The activity of the American voter and citizen, wherever you are, you have a role to play, correct?
Absolutely. The game has changed. Mr. and Mrs. American, you are not guaranteed your freedoms anymore. You are not guaranteed anything, because the people in charge are doing everything they can to take it away. And that's why every single Mr. and Mrs. American better get involved, because it's your turn. You have to do everything you can to protect your freedoms, and that means watch your elections and vote.
Do you have a podcast?
I don't have a podcast.
Why? What is this insane? Why does she not have a podcast, Mr. Advisor, Mr. Media Relations? Could you imagine how popular MTG... I think I'm going to have to start hosting MTG's podcast. We'll invite her here every week and we can
Let's
have...
Let's do it.
Let's do
That'd
it.
Be
I mean,
so
seriously,
fun.
You
I
are such such an icon. You are such... every day we try and get somebody on who's either in or running to exemplify what this nation was built upon. And it's not politicians. It's freedom fighters who became citizen politicians. And that's what I see you as. So we'll host that. We'll make that happen. In the meantime,
I love it.
Follow her, MT Green. That's MT Green with two E's on the end on Twitter. Also, remember, if you like this kind of product, the opportunity for you to listen for an hour to the newsmakers, to the freedom fighters, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just look for my name. Look for America First. Subscribe. Give us a review. Spread the links. We post all of our content. We stream it on video as well at the YouTube alternative that who aren't fascists. Yes, that's what YouTube is. It's Rumble. So go right now to rumble.com/Seb Gorka where we stream the show every day and we put all of our content up there. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Stay with us for more One-on-One with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that relieved me of my low back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But it's not just about me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. It could be you, but there's only one way to find out. But it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You can now watch America First on TV, and I urge you to check us out. Go to salemnews.com or download the app today. You can also watch us on Roku and Fire Stick. That's Salem News Channel, the antidote to the lying legacy media. Welcome back to One on One with Georgia's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie, for those, you've been on the show multiple times, but you know, we are growing every single day. We're at least 3 million listeners right now, plus everybody else who watches us on video. So for those who see you every day fighting, but who don't know the backstory, what you did and why you made that decision to represent the 14th district, tell our millions of listeners a little bit about who you are and how you arrived in Congress.
Well, actually, it's a great question. Actually, I'm very normal. I'm just like most of the people listening to this show.
That's why they hate you in the Democrat Party.
Exactly. They hate all the regular people, believe me. No, my husband and I own and operate a commercial construction company. We're the proud parents of 3 awesome grown-up kids. And love our life. And I absolutely love being an American woman. I think it's a true gift to be an American woman because we have more freedoms in this world than most women. And I'm a strong Christian, and I'm so grateful to be able to live out my faith and teach my kids what it means to be a Christian and to love God and be thankful for Jesus Christ. But here's what I saw, Sebastian. I saw Republicans gain control in the White House, the House, and the Senate in 2016, and then over 2 years, they completely failed us. They didn't fund and build the wall. They didn't do anything to pass President Trump's America First agenda, his Make America Great Again agenda. They didn't repeal Obamacare. And here's the worst fail for every Republican that calls themselves pro-life. They didn't even defund Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
You can't even make that
That's
up.
That's all you need to know.
And
That's
so,
all you need to know.
Oh, yeah. So when I was supporting President Trump and was thrilled we elected him in 2016, and then I saw the Republicans in in Congress, in the Senate, and in his administration completely fail not only President Trump, but they failed all of us. That's when I realized that it's these career politicians that over decades have sent all of our jobs overseas, ruining small town America, hurting rural America, killing our strong economy, killing our manufacturing, and killing the spirit of America. Not only that, putting us in trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of debt that we'll never climb out of. I realize that it's going to take regular Americans that are successful day in and day out in the real world to actually save this country. And so I took a chance and ran for Congress, and here I am.
How politically active were you before that decision, or how political did you see yourself at? Were you just a successful businesswoman just trying to make sure you made payroll, or was politics in your blood before you made that decision?
It was never in my blood. I didn't even care about politics. I voted in general elections, hardly ever voted in primaries, and had never been to a GOP meeting because I didn't even know what they were. No, here's what happened. I started reading bills. I started paying attention to a few news stories, and then I would read a news article, and then I'd go, well, wait a minute. This article only says a few things here and there. I want to know what the bill actually says. Because it's the bill that goes into law, and that's what affects our lives.
Yeah.
And because I'm used to reading contracts and negotiating and understand what the details mean, because that's where they are, they're in the bills, I actually started looking up bills on House.gov or Senate.gov, where any American...
You did what a citizen's supposed to do?
Yeah.
You looked at the bills?
Right.
How dare you?
Well, I thought, we're not supposed to do that, but then it's accountability that I actually believe in. And that's when I realized we have problems.
Yeah.
And you know where I first saw it? It was a Republican bill, and it was on red flag gun laws.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I started getting active, and then I thought, I truly believe that as a taxpayer and a business owner and a gun owner, I could show up in a senator's office and unannounced and say, can I talk to you about this bill that you're sponsoring? I'd like to tell you not to do this and to vote no. And then I found out that they don't like to see people like me, but they're more interested in seeing the paid and set up and propped up organizations like Moms Demand Action and March for Our Lives and those type of groups that CNN loves to follow around and the media loves to prop up. And so that's when I realized we have real problems, because everyone that pays taxes, they don't care what you think.
What was there a seminal moment? Was there a bill? Was there an event that made did somebody come to you and say, hey, Marjorie, you should run for office? What was the final moment?
The final moment for me was looking at my three children and realizing they're never going to have the opportunity at the life that my husband and I have lived. And they're never going to have the opportunity to build a business like we have built. And I watched my parents build from nothing. And so that made me realize that my kids aren't going to have the freedom. And maybe in a few years, they may not even have the freedom to own a gun. They may not have the freedom of free speech. They may not have the freedom of religion. And they may not be free. And when I really thought about that, that made me say, you know what my most important job is as a mother, is to make sure that my kids have a future in this country that really is our home. Yeah. And that's what mom and dads need to do. We need to defend our Constitution and our freedoms, because America is our home. And if we're not willing to do that, then we don't deserve it.
Do you see the footage? I mean, I have my take as a resident of the Commonwealth. I think Youngkin did a 180. It was all about business and opening up Virginia. Then it was the Mama Bears who said CRT's evil. And then he said, that's a good idea. I'm going to ban it. And then Terry makes that slip where he said, parents shouldn't be allowed to control what goes on in schools. And that's why he won. Do you see the Mama Bears across America, because it's not just Virginia, do you see a reflection of your decision to run in what these people who weren't political are actually doing courageously to stand up to these fascists?
Absolutely. And I'm cheering them on perhaps more than they could ever imagine. It's the moms and dads that have gotten sick and tired of what's happening in their children's lives. And it started with COVID, not just CRT. We watched our kids' schools get shut down. We watched our sports get shut down. We watched prom get canceled. We watched graduation get canceled. We watched their freshman year at college become basically like a prison in a dorm room. We watched all of this happen, and then we started paying attention when kids had to do school online, and parents found out when they're sitting with their kids at home because they were home because work was closed that, oh my gosh, what are my children learning? You see, it was actually a gift for most parents to get a true look into what's happening
COVID,
in my kids' lives.
COVID, the bright side of COVID, people saw what was happening in our schools when the kids were sent home.
Yes.
They woke up.
And then it was trying to get kids back in school that also woke us up. oh my goodness, these communist teachers union are trying to control our lives, but we're paying their salaries with our tax dollars. As a matter of fact, we pay for the school. We pay the school board salaries. We pay all of it. We pay the light bill in these school buildings, and they won't open up and teach our children. And so these parents finally rose to the occasion, and they fought like hell. And what I'm hoping, Sebastian, is it's not the end of it. I really want to see them keep going, because it's these parents and their love for their kids, just the same way I love my kids, and it made me run for Congress. That's how we save our country.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be short. It's going to be a fight that we have to continue.
It's part of their rule book. It's one of Saul Alinsky's rules in Rules from Radicals. You don't take a break. You don't sit down when you win. When you win, you keep the pressure on. That's how the left does it. They don't have a break. They don't relax. So Virginia, the victory isn't a reason for parties and relaxation. It's a reason to keep on fighting. We're talking to Marjorie Taylor Greene, green.house.gov. COVID also canceled our trip to Israel, but we are back. Yes, we have our new dates. We're so excited. The Stand With Israel tour. Get your tickets today, November 2022, for 10 days. We're going to the Holy Land, to the sites where our Lord and Savior walked this earth with my colleague, Dinesh D'Souza. Even if you've been to Israel, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your tickets today. Call 855-565-5519. We're going to all the key sites, the Temple Mount, the Wailing Wall, the Sea of Galilee. Go today. StandWithIsraelTour.com, 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Reserve your tickets today. Back with the one and only MTG after this break. All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have giant box stores or any shopping channels. They've been instead targeted by cancel culture, but now they want to pass on big savings directly to you. Get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with my promo code. They also have queen-size pillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with promo code GORKA, or king-size pillows, usually $89.98, now only $29.98 with my promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to actual beds. Promo code GORKA also works at mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Call today, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA.
The most awesome pipes in talk radio, Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to One-on-One with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie, it's such an indictment of the business-as-usual political establishment, not just the rhinos, but actually the GOP establishment, that we've had hundreds of arrests. We've had the FBI chase down people who weren't even inside Congress on January the 6th in Alaska. I got friends telling me my friend was not even near Congress, and they tracked her with the phone data. The phone company gave the geolocating data. Were you outside Congress? Just insanity. The FBI hunting down these people instead of BLM or Antifa. You are one of a handful of politicians, citizen politicians, who's actually trying to get to the bottom of it and to fight for these Americans who are guaranteed by our Constitution a speedy judicial process. You went to the prison. They refused you access. You were so kind to call us after your visit. For those who didn't hear your story, tell us what you found when you went to this hellhole in D.C. where these people are being kept prisoner.
I found something I never thought I'd see in our country. I found something that we've seen in movies and we hear stories about in other countries. I found out that what I thought was internet rumors and not fully true, I found out it's all true.
Yeah.
Everything we've been hearing is true about what's happened to these January 6th defendants. Not only that, I've talked to people who've had their homes raided by the FBI in the dark of night. I talked to one man and his wife where they were dead handcuffed, their child was handcuffed, and she was dragged out in the front yard and nothing but a nightie. And then the small town newspaper where they live took a picture of her and put her on the front page of the newspaper. And that woman wasn't even in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. She was in California at home. And this is what's happening. But then I met people, and Sebastian, I want to tell you, I tried for months to get in that jail, and several of my colleagues went with me, Louie Gohmert, Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, Bob Good. Those are the ones that have come along. And they haven't been there every time, but they've definitely tried too.
Right.
And I've tried every single time to get in. But finally, we went in and we were allowed for a tour of the whole jail. Well, I want to tell you, we saw the whole jail.
Except
the January 6th defendant area, except the Patriot wing.
And then what did you do?
Oh, I pitched a fit. And it would have gotten really nasty if they were going to escort us out and not show us that place. Because I told them, if you're going to show me this entire jail where you had people in the hole, in lockdown, screaming from these horrible prison cells you're holding them in, and then you're showing me your education lead facilities, and you're showing me all these different things and parts of your prison, but you're going to hide the January 6th defendants from me, then I'm going to go on every major news network. I'll go talk to Don Lemon or whatever his name to his face, and Morning Joe, and everyone that hates me, and I'll tell them exactly that this D.C. jail has something to hide. And then, you know what? Somebody made a phone call, and we got permission.
So you stayed there. You held your ground inside the prison until somebody talked to somebody who said, sorry, MTG's not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
And then they let you see the prisoners.
Absolutely, yes.
And what was that like?
Well, we went in there, and it's something I'll never forget. These men had not seen people. They only see their attorneys. They see the prison guards that beat them. They call them white supremacists and racist every single day. When they saw us walk in, they just all crying, shouting, cheering, shaking our hands. The look in their eyes were almost like they couldn't believe they were seeing us. They felt forgotten. They felt alone, because every single day they are forgotten and they're alone. And they're treated worse than terrorists at Gitmo.
Yeah.
They're treated worse than illegal aliens that break in our country, commit crimes, and are held in ICE detention facilities. And they are beaten. They have been held in conditions where the toilets don't work in all the cells. There's black mold growing on the walls. And they had painted the prison the day before they brought me in there. Painted it, because I had been at the jail the morning before saying I wanted to see it. And so they have a lot to hide in there. But the stories I heard, they're being denied religious services. They're denied communion. If you're not, you know what? Did you know we're subclass? I'm not vaccinated, Sebastian. I'm telling everybody. Good for you. And so we're treated like second-class citizens now because we're not vaccinated and we trust our own immune systems, and look at, both of us are healthy. But these people in prison, there's a whole new level of a second-class citizen in jail. You can't get a haircut. They don't get haircuts. They're not allowed to shave.
Well, these are political prisoners. We are living in an America where Biden, where Nancy, where Schumer, where A.G. Merrick Garland have created a class of political prisoner, and the only connection is they're conservatives. That's the issue. It is the criminalization of the conservative movement. And we're going to talk about my former colleague in the White House, Steve Bannon. But in the meantime, it'd be nice if you said a thank you to this lady. You can, you know where she is. Write to her at Congress. Follow her on Twitter, MT Green, with two E's on the end. Louie Gohmert, Paul Gosar, Matt Gaetz, you know, Andy Biggs. These are the few who are actually doing the job that all representatives should be doing. And the last thing is PatriotFreedomProject.com is the only place that is collecting money for all of these prisoners. So please, it's not the GOP. They're not doing anything. Go to PatriotFreedomProject.com. Do you do everything that you could do to ensure that you're healthy for your loved ones? Is your wife, your mother, your father, your children, your grandchildren, are they concerned that you're not the healthiest you could be? There are so many reasons to take Balance of Nature, but that's one of the reasons that I'm serious about it, because I'm serious about my personal responsibility for my health. You know you need to eat vegetables. You know you need to eat fruit, but very rarely do we eat enough. These six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, provide me with everything my body craves. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and fibers. Get serious, do it for your loved ones, and right now, Dr. Douglas Howard, the inventor, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first order. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
She's tough. She's a truth teller. Welcome back in studio to One-on-One with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You see these signs right here and the guys over here saying insurrection and all that? That's what this country's about. It's freedom of speech. They got their opinions. We have our opinions. Okay? Hang on. They have their opinions. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be the misdemeanor from hell for Merrick Garland, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden. Joe Biden ordered Merrick Garland to prosecute me from the White House lawn when he got off Marine One. And we're going to go on the offense. We're tired of playing defense. We're going to go on the offense on this and stand by.
Full disclosure, everybody. We are back One-on-One with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Full disclosure, that was my former boss at Breitbart when I was the national security editor at Breitbart.com. And also in the White House when I was strategist to the president. Steve Bannon was chief strategist to the president. And that was the clip from what happened earlier this week when he surrendered outside the FBI building. They took him inside. They shackled him. They handcuffed him for a misdemeanor charge. They shackled his ankles. A man who has worn the uniform of the U.S. Navy honorably today. We're talking about the criminalization of conservatives. Marjorie, I may be too close to the fire. I may be biased because I've known Steve a long time. This is clearly a MAGA show. It's called America First. I think this decision by Nancy, by Biden, has made Steve Bannon more powerful than he has ever been, including whilst he was in the White House.
I tell you what they did do. You know what? They allowed him to show every single American exactly how we should act if they come after us. Yeah. We are not going to take it. We're going to stand up and fight against it. And Steve Bannon led the way when that happened to him. And, you know, it is an outrage. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, and you don't care. It shouldn't matter. No one should stand for what's happening to Steve Bannon from these hypocrites and these communists and these radicals in the government in the January 6th committee, who has two supposed Republicans, by the way.
Right.
But what they're trying to do is they are trying to light the fear inside of people so everyone lays down for this communist takeover. And I know communist is a strong word, but I'm going to keep on saying it until people really wake up and realize this is exactly who they are. Because in communist countries, it's not like we see on the movies. There are people walking around living their everyday lives. Mm-hmm. But the regime, they're the elites, and they're the only ones that have all the power. They control the microphone in the media in their countries, and they're the ones that control the economy. And that's what the Democrats are trying to do, especially with these bills.
And the point, as the child of those who lived under communist dictatorship, my father was arrested, tortured, imprisoned by a communist regime. The point is, you're absolutely right, people lived their lives there. But the point is, they were cowed. They were meant to keep their heads down. If you weren't part of the elite, if you weren't like my father, prepared to resist the dictatorship, your job was just to keep your head down and not say anything you're not allowed to say. The arrest of Steve Bannon is the same dynamic. It's not about Steve. It's not about anybody related to January the 6th. It's not about anybody who was in D.C. on January the 6th. It's about 74 million Americans, and it is all about intimidating those Americans.
Exactly. Right? Oh, 100%. And we have to keep saying it. Because that's what they want. They want us to look at Steve Bannon and the terrible things they say about him. And, oh, my gosh, they put him in handcuffs and they arrested him. And this is so scary. And they want that message to go to Mark Meadows and the rest of the staff that has been subpoenaed and all these other people that just took part in their First Amendment using their free speech on January 6th that actually went through the process of getting permits to hold rallies.
Right.
And then they want to paint them as criminals and scare the American people into this will happen to you. They're communists, Sebastian. We have to say it over and over
again. We have to. For years, I, as somebody who, you know, had family members who suffered under communism, I'd always bristle. I'd always say to my fellow Americans, stop using that word here in America. I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore because it has arrived. Everything, whether it's H.R. 1, whether it's the open border, whether it's stacking the Supreme Court, whether it's lowering the voting age, it has one purpose only, and that purpose is to create a one-party state, not through violent revolution, but by using the power of the state, the FBI, the courts. We're seeing it right now. The Kyle Rittenhouse case isn't about Kyle Rittenhouse. It's about whether or not you're allowed to constitutionally protect yourself as per the Second Amendment. Okay, let's talk about you and your experience. You mentioned committees in the House. Is Nancy still fining people for not wearing masks? And are you still off all committees?
I'm off all committees, thank God, because no Republican is getting anything done on committees, and what you're living and going through every day is proof of it.
Right.
They still pass the infrastructure bill, which is phase one of the Green
New
Deal.
13 Republicans.
Oh, yeah, and we're supposed to vote on the Build Back Better, which is really Build Back into Communism this week. And that's all happening with Republicans. And Republicans, the 19 in the Senate and the 13 Republicans in the House are making that possible. So if anyone thinks Republicans on committees are worth a damn, I can tell you right now, they're not worth anything. So thankfully, I'm not on one because I'm able to get a lot more done and hold Congress accountable. I'm holding them accountable by forcing them to actually vote with their voting cards and not by saying yes or no. I'm still
doing
that.
And what about proxy? Are people still voting on behalf of other people because of quote-unquote COVID?
Yeah, that happens too, and it shouldn't be happening. I mean, sure, everyone needs an emergency day here and there, just like you would miss work for a family emergency or an illness. But no, we shouldn't be sitting home and proxy voting just because we want to kick our feet up on the beach somewhere and not go to work. That should end right there.
And masks?
Oh, masks. Okay, $60,000. $60,500 are my mask fines right now.
So far.
But it'll add up today because I'll get another $2,500.
Have you paid any of them?
No.
Good.
No. Actually, they do. They take it out of my salary every month.
Are you serious?
I'm not paying them.
They dock it from
your
salary?
Yes, they do. I don't pay them, like write a check and pay them. They take it away. But this is what communists do. I keep saying it. This is who they are. So Nancy Pelosi, get this, who I have a video of her sitting on the House floor when we voted on the infrastructure bill with her mask down like a drool cloth around her chin while she's sitting
Maybe she needs a drool cloth.
She does. I mean, she probably does. She's sitting next to Steny Hoyer, and she's got her mask up. She's talking and just rubbing her face, and it's so disgusting. That's the same night that, of course, I got a $2,500 fine.
Did you video that?
But she didn't
that?
Get one. Have oh, you, yeah, it's on video.
Have you posted it?
Oh, yeah, and I'll get it to you.
I need that.
It's a beauty.
We need to make that very, very famous, too. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Day one, she said, impeach Joe Biden, and she's with us now in studio, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. The reason you did what you did was really for the future of your children, correct?
1,000%. I'm always a mom. Yeah. I wouldn't do this job for anybody else. It's the worst job on the planet. I had a much better life before I became a member of Congress, but... I tell you what, as a mom, there is no line I will not cross for my kids.
You are an inspiration to those that love this nation, whether they were born here or not. I'm going to say thank you to you personally.
Well, thank you. You are a hero, too, and I appreciate it.
Not at all, but thank you. And I just want to say this last thing. The importance of mothers and those who are going to run for school boards. That's where we could take it back, right?
I want to say this. The importance of mothers and fathers. It's the traditional family.
Yeah.
It's the family unit. Right. And that's what the Democrats hate the most.
Yes. And that's why BLM had in their original website that we need to dismantle the traditional nuclear family. You've done something amazing. You've gone from successful businesswoman to congresswoman for your state. But even if it's just the county commissioner, the local library board,
100%.
Everybody can have some role in politics, right?
The local library board keeps out drag queen story hour.
Yeah.
The county commissioner protects their county from all kinds of awful things. City council protects their city from Democrat invasions because Democrats, they start on the ground first. and they infiltrate these small government municipalities. That's why it's so important. So anyone that feels called to run, run in something in your capacity, in your circle, and make sure and protect it and do it with all your heart and expect a fight, because you're going to go up against something that you've never believed was possible before.
But it's worth it, because it's about our future and our republic. I want to mention again, PatriotFreedomFundProject.com, that's supporting the inmates from January the 6th. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, a website or anything? That?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to get you the phone numbers, or if you give me 1 second, I can tell you right now, because I would love to see people call the jail.
Oh,
I am
great.
So sick and tired of people need to call the D.C. Jail Command Center, 202-698-4932. Ask them what's happened to these January 6th defendants. Ask them what happened with the pepper spray and the tear gas and who was carried out on stretchers and if these people are okay. And tell them to stop treating these people inhumanely. Here, I'll give you another phone number. Here's Deputy Warden Landerkin, 202-790-6592. Call her up, and I hope I'm not misgendering her, but call her up and tell her that they need to do something about this jail and stop mistreating these people. And so not only can you call, but you call every day. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Call five times a day.
Don't threaten their lives.
For 30 minutes.
Don't act like the radical left, but tell them to cut it out and be Americans, or that we're going to end it. We're not going to take this anymore. And then pray for these people.
Yes.
Pray for these people. They have committed crimes. They deserve their day in court, but they are not Antifa. They did not murder anybody. And this needs to end. This needs to end right now.
And I've only done this for one person. Well, him and his wife, President Trump and First Lady Melania. I've done it regularly on this show, but I'm going to do it now for this lady. Please pray for Marjorie Taylor Greene so that she's protected, and at the end of every day, she is renewed to do it again the next day. God bless you, Mom. You're an inspiration.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.